Welcome in. In this Ableton Live 12 beginner mixing lesson, we're going to chase one very specific jungle and drum and bass sound, that snare snap that feels like it's driving the whole track forward. And here's the big mindset shift. A lot of that snap is not just EQ, it's controlled distortion, controlled clipping, and then committing it to audio so you can treat it like a break slice. That resampling step is where the magic gets repeatable. By the end, you'll have a simple two-layer system. Your core snare stays clean and punchy, and you'll build a resampled drive layer that's aggressive, band-limited, and easy to blend in for extra stick, crack, and urgency. Let's set up a Riedel DNB context first, because snare decisions made in solo are basically lies. Set your tempo to somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Put down a basic kick and hat pattern. It can be placeholders. Then place your snare on beats 2 and 4. Now loop 1 or 2 bars. You want to hear what the snare is doing against motion, not as a museum exhibit. Next, pick a snare that's already in the right neighborhood. This is a beginner superpower. Don't fight a bad sample. You can use a classic thin jungle snare, an immense style break snare, or a modern DNB one shot with some top already. If it sounds kind of close before processing, you're going to win faster. Now we're building the routing. Core plus drive bus. Put your snare on a track. MIDI with simpler or drum rack is totally fine. Audito is fine too. Create a return track and name it snare drive bus. Then create a new audio track and name it snare drive print. On your snare track, create a send going to that snare drive bus return. Start the send at around minus 12 dB. We're not trying to annihilate it yet. Quick coach note, if later you notice your snap layer is losing transient because you're processing the core snare, switch that send to pre. In Ableton, you can right-click the send and set it to pre. That way, the drive bus always gets a clean hit to chew on, even if your main snare chain is doing other stuff. Alright, let's build the drive chain on the return. Band limit, then drive, then control. First device, EQ8. We're going to high pass, because driving low end turns into flub really fast. Set a high pass somewhere around 150 to 220 Hz. If it's still muddy, go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. Then add a gentle presence boost with a bell around 3.5 to 6 kHz. Try plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Medium wide Q, something like 0.7 to 1.4. Don't worry about harshness yet. Right now we're designing the crack region so distortion works in our favor. Next, drum bus. This is the fast make it talk device. Set drive around 10 to 20%. Crunch around 10 to 30%. But be careful. Crunch can turn into fizzy sand quickly. Keep boom at zero. We're not adding sub, we're building snap. Turn transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. If it gets too bright, use stamp with small moves. Now add saturator. Mode, try analog clip first, then compare with soft clip mode. Either can work, but analog clip often gives that firm, slightly rude edge. Push drive around plus 4 to plus 10 dB. And make sure soft clip is enabled in the saturator, top right. Important teacher note, if it gets too loud, don't just turn down the send and call it done. Reduce the saturator output to level match, while keeping the drive amount. The drive is the tone, the output is just volume. Optional, but really useful. Glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so we don't crush the transient. Release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not a pump effect. It's a hold the snap together effect. Leave makeup gain off for now. Finally, a limiter for safety and controlled smash. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Use it lightly at first. You can go harder later if you want that very printed, pushed snap. Now, before we print anything, do a quick calibration moment. Pull the return fader down and compare the groove with the drive bus in and out at similar loudness. We're aiming for different, not just louder. A good snap layer often sounds thin, almost ugly, when soloed. That's normal. In the full beat, it's what makes the snare readable. Now we resample. This is the jungle style commit step. Go to your snare drive print track. Set its input type to resampling. Arm it. Temporarily solo the snare drive bus return, or mute other stuff, so you're printing only the driven layer. Record a few snare hits, or a 1 to 2 bar pattern. Stop, and trim the clip tight around the hits. Print short, then sculpt. Shorter clips are easier to gate and you'll avoid bringing extra tails into distortion land. Now we shape the printed audio like a weapon. In the clip settings, set warp mode to beats and preserve transients. Make sure the clip start is right on the transient. Zoom in if you need to. This is one of those tiny details that makes the whole thing feel professional. If you get a click at the front, add the tiniest fade in, like 0 to 1 millisecond, micro. Don't soften the transient. Now add a gate on the printed track. Lower the threshold until the tail tightens nicely. Set return somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Short return is tighter and snappier. Longer return is a bit more natural. Set floor very low, basically off, so it actually closes. Then add EQ8 again for final tuning. High pass around 180 to 300 HC depending on how thick your core snare is. Remember, this printed layer is not there for body, it's there for crack. If it's brittle, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHC, maybe -1 to -3 dB with a tighter Q, around 2. If it needs more crack, a small boost around 4 to 6 kHC is the move. Two more quick coach moves that help a lot in real mixes. First, keep the snap layer mostly mono. Put utility on the printed track and set width to around 0 to 30%. This keeps the transient stable when the mix gets busy. Second, check polarity. Sometimes when you blend layers, the snare suddenly feels smaller, like it lost chest even though you added a layer. Put utility on the printed layer and try phase invert left and right. If the body comes back, keep the better setting. It's a fast fix. Alright, blending time. This is where it becomes DNB. Bring back your full beat. Keep the original core snare as the main hit. Now slowly raise the printed snap layer underneath it. You're listening for three things: more stick at the front, more presence on small speakers, and more urgency in the groove, like the snare is pulling the track forward. A great quick test. Mute the snap layer. The snare should feel like it falls backward in the mix. Unmute it. It should jump forward. If unmuting just makes it harsh, lower it and reshape with EQ rather than adding more level. Now let's make it move in the arrangement, because jungle and DNB snares aren't static. Try this. In the 8 bars before a drop, automate the snap layer down a couple dB, then slam it upright on the drop. Same pattern, totally different perceived energy. Another easy one. Make a second printed version. Duplicate the printed track or clip. On version B, push a little more drive, gate it shorter and maybe darken the very top, so it's more 3 to 6 kHC focused. Use that heavier version on bar 8 or bar 16 as an accent, or save it for the second drop so the track evolves. If you're also using a break loop, you can do a simple call and response. Manually duck the snap layer a little when the break snare hits, or duck the break snare when your main snare hits. As a beginner, just automate clip gain or track volume. You don't need fancy sidechain to get the vibe. Now let's quickly hit the common mistake so you can avoid the classic pain. Mistake 1. Overdriving full range audio. If you distort lows, you get flub. Band limit before you drive. Mistake 2. Trying to EQ snap out of nothing. Start with a snare that already has a transient. Mistake 3. Not level matching. Louder always sounds better, so you have to compare fairly. Mistake 4. Too much fizz in the 7 to 12 kHC range. Jungle snap is more crack than white noise hiss, so tame harsh highs after distortion. And mistake 5. Printing too late. Print earlier so you can edit audio, because that's the whole point of this workflow. If you want a darker, heavier DNB vibe, here are a few fast upgrades. Push more 3 to 6 kHC and less air above 10 kHC. Dark doesn't mean dull. It means controlled. Clip first, then tone shape. Get aggression with saturator, then EQ away the painful bits. And if you want extra grit that reads on laptop speakers, duplicate the printed snap and try a tiny bit of redux, plus an auto filter band pass around 3 to 7 kHC. Blend it super low. It's like metal dust, not a main ingredient. One more advanced feeling trick that's actually simple. Micro timing. Nudge the printed snap layer 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier than the core snare. Tiny. You're basically front loading the transient. If it gets clicky or flams, back it off. Now a quick 10 to 15 minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Pick one snare, program a 2 bar pattern at 174. Build the drive bus chain we just did. Resample 4 hits into your print track. Make 2 printed versions. Version A is tighter gate, less drive, clean snap. Version B is more drive and slightly darker EQ for heavier snap. Arrange an 8 bar loop. Bars 1 to 4 use A, bars 5 to 8 use B. Export it and listen on headphones and your phone speaker. If the snap disappears on the phone, raise the snap layer slightly or emphasize 3 to 6 kHC. If it's all hiss but no point, you've gone too far into the top end. Let's recap the whole method in one sentence. Band limit, then drive and clip, then print, then gate and EQ, then blend. That's the resampling workflow that gives you classic jungle-style control with modern mix readiness. If you tell me what kind of snare you started with, like break snare versus clean one-shot, and what vibe you're aiming for, like 94 jungle, modern roller, or something heavier, I can suggest tighter starting settings and specific frequency targets for your exact sound.